So it doesn't make any difference. Why doesn't it make any difference? Because even though the kli is a kli treife, and it has a bli of treife, or it has a bli of milchis, of cholov, in it, so then when you put the chtichas bosor with all the dam, so true it's still riseach. True it's still riseach. And meliach harik riseach. But meliach harik is a meliach bikelim. It can only be mavliya, it cannot be maflit. So mimele, the minute particles of treife or of cholov that are hidden in the recesses of the osadik kele will not come out, will not be niflat as a result of the risiches hamoliach. That's what he says. Vim hoyo miat mayim bichli, shemivatil keach hamelech, sheinichoshu voiz kiriseach, afilu haklich leves oya treife meluch lechadayim biisar izmuta. In other words, the Rambam means as follows. If the kele is a treifedike kele, or a milchike kele, but it's clean, it has no shamnunes on the surface of the kele, so then it's all right, because in milchike kele, because milchike harik reseach, true, but it cannot be mafli, the minute particles of treife, of milchiks, of cholov, that are hidden in the kele. But suppose that it's not only treifedike kele, milchike kele, it has, on the derifnei akli, there is a lot of shamnunes. There is shamnunes of milchik, or shamnunes of treife, of nevela, whatever it is, or whatever dovaroseh. So then, true that Muliach cannot be maflit, but it doesn't have to be maflit. The shamnunes, bien, will immediately be absorbed by the chtichas bosor. And Muliach harik retzeach is enough to be mavliya, so it will be mavliya the shamnunes that sticks to the deifne akli. But if, so it will become osir. But so when will it become osir, if there is some lichuch, some shamnunes of treife, of nevele, of milchiks, of cholov, and the deif nakli, if there is no mayim in the kele, so then the riseach of the maliach will be a mavliya into the p'tichas boso. The ben of the shamnunes will be nivla in the p'tichas boso. But suppose there is not mayim, so only lechatchile we are chishish for the shittes rajbo. But the eved, we are not chishish for the shittes rajbo. So we rely on the shita of all rishenim, that if mat mayim is mivate ligamre the risichus of melech, of Meliach. So Memele, it will not be Riseach anymore. It will be Tzeinin. So even though there is Shamnunes, so what? The Shamnunes can only be transferred to the Chtiches Bosor, but it cannot be absorbed into the interior of the Chtiches Bosor. As far as the transfer of the Shamnunes, so there's an Eitze, you rinse it off with water, so you remove all the Shamnunes. This is what he says. Vimo yomat mayim bichli, shemivat l'kiach ha-melach, shenichoshu v'et kiriseach, afil ha-klich leves, ha-treif umluch natayim bi-isamot. All right. Now this is the Mechaber. Now let's see the lotion of the two. If one, let's analyze the lotion of the Mechaber first. Kaden nasib zayin. Kaden sheyitin abosor bichlishe madiche bei yinapitz nolov hamelach sholov or yishtifenu b'mayim v'hakach yitin abosor bichlishe madiche bei. Why does the Mechaber say that way? So obviously, not only the Ramo is cheshish lechatchile for the shittes Rashbo. For the Shittes Rashbo, but even the Mechaber is Cheshish. I'm discussing it from the wrong end. I mean, in other words, because this is what the Orach HaShulchan points out. But anyway, I mean, I think that the Orach HaShulchan's pshat in the Mechaber is the obvious pshat in the Mechaber. All right, so we see that the Mechaber himself is Cheshish for the Shittes Rashbo. In other words, that if you put the chtichas bosor with all the melech on it into the kli that has mayim, so then there is a possibility that the drops of dam on the surface will be nivla. Why won't we cheshish for that possibility until that moment? So because until that moment it was engaged in the process of plate, but the little water is enough to eliminate or to reduce to a minimum the keach plates atzia. But it is not enough to be mivatil the keach harisichus of the melech. So that's what he says. And then he says, v'yadichenu pamayim. V'yadichenu pamayim. V'yishvach li b'nechitze lechitze. Now, so that means, so the Mechaber himself requires that first we should be Mishatev, or be Minapetz the Melech, and then to Adoches. So that conforms the shite of the Agoyes Oshre, because according to the shite of the old other Rishonim, Adat Agoyes Oshre, so the Mechaber should say as follows: Kedem sheyitein habosa bichlishim adich bei yinapitz meolov hamelech sheolof yishefenu b'mayim v'hakach yitein habosa bichlishim adich bei v'yadichenu pamachas. Why does he say v'yadichenu pamayim? So in other words, that means that over and above the two adoches, so before the two adoches, he has to make a shtife, shtifas mayim, or niputz, niputz melach. And the Ramo himself says, v'al kein yishtifenu yinapitz ha-melach mi'olov v'yadichenu beis piyomim. Dizeh have ke adoche gimu pomim. Dizeh have ke adoche gimu pomim. Dizeh have ke adoche gimu pomim. So in other words, shtife or niputz is considered like one adoche. So the mechaber, so mele, if you have two adoches in addition to the shittu for the niputz, you satisfy the shittu lagoy soshre. So the mechaber satisfy the shittu lagoy soshre. So why does Ramo say v'yishemim shetzrichim ladiach habos ogim upomim? Why does he say that? So there is one loshin the shach that he nochnam. So that's the kasha that he always, the taz, the shach, everybody. So there is one loshin. The shach has two terutz, but one motion in the one teretz in the shach is the tenoch nami. The mechaber himself is chayshish for the shita of smak. For the shita of smak. Ve'oraye, he says after yishtifenu and after yinapeitz, he says yadchenu pamay. So why does the Ramo say v'yeshevim shetzrichim ladiach habasakim upamim? So he doesn't mean. So we find that the Ramo many times says Yeshemrim, even though it does not contradict the shite of the psak of the Mechaber. As long as there is a machlekes Rishonim and there is a shite to the contrary, so he says Yeshem. Alright. The Taz, because of this kashe, so he makes a correction in the Loshon of the Ramo. He makes a correction in the Loshon of the Ramo. So he says there is a toyes atvus. The Ramo says, "V'yeshemim shetzrichim ladiach habos ogim upomim." V'yochen neyagim mechatchile. Alkein. So how is it written in our text? Alkein yishtifenu oyinapitz hamelach meolov. So he says no. The right girsay in the Ramos text is alkein yishtifenu veyinapitz. He only erases an aleph. And he moves over the vov of the A to Yosim. In other words, Alkei yishtifenu ve'yinapitz ha-melech me'olam. Ve'yinapitz ha-melech me'olam. So in other words, dizeh have kadich kadoche gimu pomi. In other words, that shtife plus niputz has a din like one adoche. So me'mele, if after that you have two adoche, so you satisfy the shita lagoy soshre. But shtife oy niputz does not have a din like one adoche. Both together, niputz plus shtife, have a din of one adoch, is the equivalent, is equals to one adoch. But the mechaber doesn't say, yinapitz ha-melech, molov ha-melech sholov, ve-yishtifenu b'mayim, but just, o yishtifenu b'mayim. So the mechaber talks of either niputz or shtife that precedes the two adoches. So Memele, niputz by itself, shtive by itself, is not equal to one adoche. So this is the machleik, this is the difference between the mechaber and Rama. But, well, that's the task. But the Or HaShulchan says a very simple pshat in the mechaber. And I think, I mean, that when one goes over, considers the lotion of the text of the Torah, so he must come to the inescapable conclusion that the HaShulchan's pshat in the Mechaber is the right pshat. Now let's see the lotion of the Tur. And I don't understand why the Tur, the Taz and the Shach, they are both masik. I mean, they are both make the comment. I mean, as to the apparent, similarity between the shita of the Mechaber and the shita of the Ramo. On the basis of the lotion of Yadachenu Pamayim, why don't they make the same comment in respect to the two? Now let's see the lotion of the two. Now, or from the beginning, Simen Samachtes. Keitzatzeidam Eliche, Madiach Abos Otchilo, Vim Idiche Hatavoch, Ein Zorich Laddiche Eid, Vim Molach Loidiche Tchilo, Yishem Rimshem Litakon Eid, Af Indachenu Yimlechenu Pamacheres, Vyesh Materi, Vilozei Hiskim Adinio Vioro, Zechenu Livroch, Umilear Bim Melardag Bim Melagas, Vyarambam Kosav, Shei Milchin Elo Bim Melachagas, Shea Melachadak, Hukikemach Nivla Biboso, Vyene Mafli. ועדיני אובי רוז דל כוסוב, דו מסתבר. וייסר שהוא המלר דק, הוא מסתבר, הוא מספזר על הבוסור, הוא פייל להיצי אדם, כי הוא עניד הרבה. So in other words, the Gemara says that one Amire, Mola Galgusine, what Mola Galgusine means? Coarse salt, I mean, Melagas, Melagas, so the Rambam says, Dafte Melagas, Melagas not. So the Rosh says, no, it means even Melagas he used. Meladak is certain better. But this Amire used even Korsot, even Melagas. Or Ashua Melach, with the Yeser, Ashua Melach, Dak, who is Pazer la Bosso, who pay later Adam. Tiwa neither day. Avo Agas, who nays him in Achtiche, Kishahif, Holy Melcho, Alcidashim. Uvikam, Liche, Kosavarashbo, Shinzoch, Lit Melach, la Bosso, Achechasan Kule. In other words, he doesn't have to cover up the whole surface. And each surface with melech. El melech yofi yofi. Actually, roll lech el meisim melech. Vintzorich limlech achticha mishtei zorim. Avladeni ovi rozal kosav tzorich lefazer olof melech harbe. Shal yishoya boi mokim li bemelech. Vi avoz vitarnigeles tzorich lemeilchom gam bifnim. Vishio shiyosei bimelech kosav arambam kidi shio ilachmil. Vadini ovi rozal kosav kidi tzli. That's 80 minutes. I mean, it's the same thing. ואחר ששו שיר מליחה ידיכנו שני פיומים, רישינו להעביר המלך ואדם, ושניו להעביר לכלוכס המים שנשארו בי, וישטף הכלי שריחצים בי, בין ריחיץ אל ריחיץ. So in other words, that's the sheeta of all the other rishenim, except the sheeta of the Agos Oshre. So the purpose of the first adoche in the adoche basraise, so is to remove the melech and the dam. The purpose of the second adoche in the adoche basraise is to remove the lichluach hamayim. The lichluach hamayim, horishenim that remained sticking, adhering to the surface of the chtichas bosom. Now, what's the purpose of the third adoche according to Agos Oshre? So the purpose is to remove the mayim shnim that touched the mayim rishen. To remove the Maim Shneim, the touch, the Maim Rishim. All right. But the Torah doesn't mention the Shita of the Agos Oshre. V'kedem sheitnenu b'chli shal Maim shemadich bei, yinapit mi'olof kol ha'melech sh'olof, o yishtifenu b'mayim, kidei shelo yishoyer olof mi'ha'melech. Now the question is, so the same question, the same kashi, that Taz and the Shach, found again, mentioned against the Mechaber's Loshen. Why didn't they find the same difficulty in the Loshen of the Tur? Now the Tur obviously is not Cheshish for the Shita of the Agos Oshre. He says, V'acha shesho shio melicha yadechenu shnei pomim, not shloisha pomim, but shnei pomim. So then he says, Rishenu lahavir ha-melech v'adam, u'shni lahavir l'chluchas ha-mayim shenishar, be fine. Then he says, v'yishteif ha-kli sh'reichatzim bei ben rechitz l'chitz. So what does it mean? What does it mean? I mean, on the surface, what does the expression yadachenu shnei po'ami? And v'yishteif ha-kli sh'reichatzim rechitz l'chitz mean? It means that he takes the kele, and he feels that that's the kele, and he fills it up with water. And then he puts it once, Dechtichas Bosa wants. Then he spills out that water. Then he fills it up with new water. And he puts the same Chtiche a second time. That's what he means. And then he says, when the Tur explained the Shtiadachenu Shnei Po'amim, how did he explain it? In terms of two Hadoches that are made inside the Kele that is filled up with water. It's what he says. We had the chenu shnei pomim, lahavi amelach v'adam, rishenu lahavi amelach adam, shni lahavi aluchem mayim, shishor, v'yishte fakli sherechatzim berechitz lechitz. So in other words, the two adoches were not made under the faucet. I mean, in those days, they didn't have a faucet with one and one. But you could have the equivalent of a faucet. Somebody else would pour from a kele, from Kele or Pandachtich as Basa. So that would be the equivalent of a faucet running with water. So, but it doesn't seem that he has reference to these kind of tuadoches. Because he says, V'yishtefakli sherechatzim bei, b'yirichitze l'yirichitze. So the adoches were not made under the running faucet. But the adochem was made inside the kele that was filled up with water. And then he says, after you rinse the adoche once in the water in the kele, you spill out the water, and then you fill it up with new water, you replace it with new water. And you rinse the chtichas boso in the new water. But both adoches, it seems, were made inside the water that is inside the kele. The inside the kele. So Mimele, when he says, V'kedem she'itichnenu b'chli shel mayim she'matich bei, so what does it mean? With the pshute of the loshi. Before he makes the first adoche inside the kele, he should be minapitz or be mishatif. Minapitz means rub off, shake off with his hand, and mishatif means to put it under the faucet, or somebody else should pour water on it while he holds it b'avir. So in other words, so he, in effect, he says the same thing that the Mechaber says. So why did they find the lotion of the Mechaber difficult, not the lotion of the Torah difficult? So now no one will say, not even the Shach, who says that Tinoch Naam the Mechaber is also cheshish for the shite of the Agoy Sosher. And there is no machleik in the Mechaber and the Rosh, but he just uses Losh in the Yeshemrim, because most Rishenim are chilek and the Goy Sosh. But the Mechaber himself agrees with that. The Shav doesn't say it in respect to the Losh of the Tur. So the question, but from the Tur it's mashed that way. So how must we explain the Losh of the Mechaber? So we must explain the Losh of the Mechaber as follows. Yadichenu shnei peomim rish... The Losh of the Tur. As follows, Yad she yadchenu shnei peon, rishenu laavir melech vadam, ushniyo laavir lichluches amayim sheni sharobei, veyishteiv. So first he mentions the aloche of madiche yofi yofi. So what does it mean? Madiche yofi yofi means that in order to remove both the melech and dam, and also to remove the lichluches amayim, there must be two adoches. Now, these two adoches can be made in two ways. First of all, you can make both adoches b'avir. Today, we have a faucet running with water. So, there is a simple way. You take the chtichas boso under the running faucet once. Then you move it away from the running faucet. Then again, you push the chtichas boso under the same running faucet. So, you realize the two adoches. And let's say if you don't have a faucet running with water, so you have to ask a friend of yours that he should pick up a kele with water. He should pick up a kele with water that was and pour once on the chtichas boso. I hold the hand and I hold with my hands the chtichas boso like this, and somebody else pours water from another kele once, and then somebody else from another kele pours. So it's a second adoch. You can realize both hadoches if you're not cheshish for the shita of the Rajbo. If you're not cheshish for the shita of the Rajbo, so then you don't have to do it by placing the chtichas boso under the running faucet. You can take a kele and fill it up even with a limited quantity of water and be madiachet, and then spill out that water. And then fill it up with new water and be madir again. According to the Rajbo, it won't be good. Why? Because if you fill it up with a limited quantity of water, so it will become awesome. But if there is an etzeh, even to satisfy the shita of Rajbo, fill it up with an abundance of water. A big kele with a lot of water, a big kettle with a lot of water, fill it up to the rim, almost up to the rim, and then you put the chtichas boso in it, so then even the Rajbo will be made, and the chtichas boso does not become awesome. So, Memele, this is what the Torah said. This is what the Torah says. Yadichenu shnei pomi, rishenu lahavir amelech, ladam, ushniyo lahavir lichluches amayim shenishar be. And let's say when one adoche is meiv the adoche, and it can be done by avir, but under the running faucet, or somebody pouring water from picking up a kelo with water and pouring over it. Or even, and you can even satisfy the Shitas HaRashbo, all you have to do is to fill it up with a lot of water, with an abundance of water. So memele, even according to HaRashbo, it will not become moser. So memele, if the hadoche is made inside the water that is inside the kele, so you have to clean out. So you have to clean out after you pour out the first water that has a lot of lachluches and even droplets of dam. You have to clean out. You have to rinse out the kele before you fill it up with new water. And then he says, "V'kedem sheyitnenu b'chli shel mayim shemadiche bei yinapitz." In other words, if he decides, you see. And then he says, "If he is cheshish for the sheet of the Rashbo, if you want to do it, al tzadayesate." In other words, that it should conform to the sheet of the Rashbo also. So then, and you don't fill it up with a lot of water. So then you have to be minape, it's all be mishate v'mayim. But suppose the kedim sheitenu bichli shel mayim shemadich bei yinapitz me'olav kol hamelech she'olav, or yishtifenu b'mayim kedim shelishoy olav me'hamelech. But suppose he doesn't do it, and he puts in a limited quantity of water. So according to the Rashbo, dechtichel b'kamosa. And you say lochin kosav Rashbo. In other words, so we see that he has to satisfy the Shitas HaRashbo also, because then he concludes lochin kosav Rashbo. Lochin kosav Rashbo. Shemutef limleya b'melah gas ki adak nidvak b'bosa harbe v'tzoyich shiv shuv gode. So in other words, so he wants to satisfy. So obviously this accords with the Shitas HaRashbo also, because he mentions what the Rashbo says. So in other words, so then we have to say that the Torah has, when does the Torah say that kedim shemadiche, kedim sheitenu bechli shel mayim shemadiche bei yinapitz me'olav kol hamelech she'olav, or yishtifenu b'mayim kedim shelishoy olav me'hamelech. So he has reference to a case where he makes a hadoche in a limited quantity of water. In a limited quantity of water. But if he makes it an abundance of water, so then there is no problem, even according to Rashbo. So we are forced to explain the Lashon of the Torah that way. So why can't we explain the Lashon of the Mechaber in the same way? And this is how the Oruch HaShulchan explains the Lashon of the Mechaber. I don't understand why the Oruch HaShulchan did not mention as a raya the Lashon of the text of the Torah. So that the Oruch HaShulchan says that that's the pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is, of course, not cheshish l'shitas HaGoyes Hashem. And he paskens like all the Rishonim, and even Chatchilei, he's not cheshish for the Shita of HaGoyes Hashem. So Mimele, but the Mechaber says, what the Torah says, Kedem sheyitin abosa b'chli shemadich bei yinapitz me'olav hamelech she'olav, o yishtifenu b'mayim v'hakach yitin abosa b'chli shemadich bei. In other words, in case the adoche is made in a kele that has very little water, so then according to the Rashbo, so it will become moser. So you see, but all the other Rishonim are chelek. And how does the Mechaber pasken have it? Like the Rashbo, or like all the other Rishonim? Of course, like all the other Rishonim. Because in Sifrei, he says, immediately after that, he says, "Im lo nipitz hamelech sholo, v'lo yishotvei, ein lo aser, k'amayim shebichli mevatel kirach hamelech." That means in my motiv, as the Ramo explains it. So in other words, so the Eved, he's not cheshish for the Shitas HaRashbo, but lechatchile, he is cheshish for the Shitas HaRashbo. That's why he says, "Kedi sheit nabosa bechli shemadich bei, is yinapitz molov hamelech sholov, o yishtifenu b'mayim, v'akachit nabosa bechli shemadich bei." Because lechatchile, if in the case where he puts in the kele my motim, so according to the Rashbo, if he's not minapitz first, or he's not cheated first, so then it will become moser. But, and then he says, v'yadechenu pamayi. So, v'yadechenu pamayi means like this. Not the Oruch HaShulchan doesn't spell out everything. The HaShulchan says, v'yadechenu pamayi means, if, let's say, he did not resort to shtifen, Because in order to satisfy the Shitas HaRashba, so before he makes a doche, he must do one of two things. Either niput or shit. So Memele, when he says we had the chenu pamayim, in case he resorted to niputz rather than to shituf. But in case he resorted to shituf, so then the mechaber doesn't say we had the chenu pamayim. Then the mechaber would say we had the chenu pamachas. So it means, so we had the chenu pamayim means together with the shituf will be pamayim. But we don't even have to say that. We can say that even if he resorted to shituf, not to niputz, so it still might be necessary. It still might be necessary to. It still might be necessary to be madiach twice. Why? Because you see, when is shituf? When does the Rambam say that shituf by itself is equal to one adoche? If the shituf was a thorough shituf, but suppose the shituf was not a thorough shituf. It was a superficial shituf. It all depends how you are mishatef mayim anichtich hasbosa. Let's say even if you do it under the running faucet, it all depends what kind of a volume of water comes out from the faucet. If let's say there is a lot of water coming out, and then you put echtich hasbosa for one moment under the faucet, so that is equal. That is the equivalent of a adoche. But suppose very little water runs from the faucet. You don't turn on the faucet completely. But very little water runs from the faucet. And then you put the chtichas bosa under the running faucet. And very little water runs. Let's say the water that runs from the faucet comes out drop by drop. And you keep it for a few minutes. Then it will not become, even if you keep it for a few minutes. So this kind of a shituf under the running faucet, when the water from the faucet comes out drop by drop, not drop by drop, not with a bikiluach, not with bikiluach, that will not be the equivalent of a adoche. Adoche means when you rinse it well. If you ever watched how a Jewish woman who knows how to make a adoche, how she does it, not the way they do it in the companies, but how a Jewish balabos who knows how to make kosher a piece of meat. So you'll see that a thorough adoche is made. So, if, let's say, you turn on the faucet with a big kiluach, and then you put it for a moment under that kiluach, so that will be equal, that will be the equivalent of one adoche. But suppose the you turn on the faucet a little bit, and very little water comes, and you keep it for a moment under the faucet, that will not constitute the equivalent of adoche, but It will be the equivalent of niputz. I mean, when you rub off with your hands the melech, so then you mamish, wash off everything. You don't. But the bulk of the melech is washed off, even though there are a lot of droplets, a few particles of melech still remain, but that's enough. So, mimele, even if you put it under the faucet, with the water running drop by drop, so that will be the equivalent of niputz, but it will not be the equivalent. It will not be the equivalent of adoche. Adoche means a real adoche. Of course, the real adoche does not have to be realized dafke in the mayim b'sechakli. It can be done b'mayim shebesecha avir also. If somebody else pours from a big kettle a lot of water, so then it's a real adoche. Or if you turn on the faucet completely with a big kiluach of water running, so it's a good adoche. But it can be ishtefenu b'mayim in such a way. Let's say if the water runs from the faucet drop by drop, and you, so then it will be equal to a niputz, but it will not be the equivalent of one adoche. So mimele, the mechaber is saying kedim sheitna b'osav echlishim adichem beinap ismolav amelach sholav o ishtefenu b'may v'arkachina b'osav echlishim adichem bein. But two adoches are required. So if let's say you put it in abundance of water, so all you have to do is just two adoches. If you put it in mute water, so then in addition to the two adoches, it must be preceded by niputz or by shtifas mayim. But it doesn't have the shtifas mayim does not have to be in a thorough way. just to remove the melech in a general way, like niputz. Niputz, no niputz will remove completely, without any speck remaining on the tichas basa. No matter how thorough a job of niputz you do, it's impossible that it should you should remove every speck. Impossible. But as far as conforming to the shittes Rashba is concerned, so it's enough. But suppose that then he says yadchenu pamayi. Yadchenu pamayim means that's the din. This is what the Hashulchan says. Yadchenu pamayim. When he says yadchenu pamayim, he says two adoches are required. If the shtife preceding the adoches was so thorough that that was equal to adoches, so then it's yadchenu pamachas. But he is interested in telling us that two adoches are required. So, and that's all. So, memele, if as long as we conform to the shittes Rashba, so then you don't have to make any puts or shtife b'mayim. Let's say if you put an abundance of water, so all you have to do is yadchen b'mayim. But if you don't put an abundance of water, so sometimes it might be necessary before you make the two adoches to make a niputz or a shtife b'mayim. And even if the shtife is not so thorough as to constitute a real adoche, so it's also all right. But then you would have to make two adoches in addition to the shtife b'mayim. But if the shtife is so thorough that it constitutes the equivalent of a adoche, so in addition to that kind of a shtife, you only have to make one adoche. So when the Mechaber says yadchenu pamayim, it means altogether you need two adoches. But you should make the two adoches, you should realize the two adoches in such a way that the chtichas boso should not become osar according to the Rashi. In other words, if you have mayim motim v'sechakli, so then you should not put the chtichas boso immediately into the mayim. But first you should be napates, or first you should be mishati v'mayim mildly, not necessarily thoroughly, mildly. And after that, you'll be able to make two adoches. This is how the Hashulchan explained the Mechaber. So in other words, so the Mechaber is mamish, like the shita of the two. He's not cheshish even lechatchile for the shita of the Agos Oshre, but he's cheshish lechatchile for the shita of the Rashba. That's why in Sifei he says, "Im lo nipetz hamelech sholov velo yishotvei ein leseya kamayin shebichli mivat nikechana."
And Ramor up to Siftes for the Taz and the Shach. Briefly, we mentioned the Taz and the Shach's pshat in the Ramor and the Mechaber and Ramor. Sif Yud Zayin in the Taz. V'yei sheimrim shitzrichim ladiach haboso agimu pomi v'hochen eigim chatchile alken yishtifenu yinapit hamelech molo v'lechenu bispomim zahave ka'adoche gimu pomi oy yosim hamayim techakli v'hakach yanir b'yaboso v'yadechenu gimu pomi alken yishtifenu yinapit Sif Yud Zayin in the Taz. Yesh l'tmeya do b'shulchanoruch kosov gam kein niputzu yishtife v'hakin adoche bispomi. And the Ramo says himself that shtife or niput by itself is like one adoche. So shtife or niput together with two adoches, there's three adoches. So the Mechaba says the same thing. You napit molo pamela sholov yishtevenu b'mayim v'kach yitna bosa v'chlishim adichabe. Yachenu pamayim. So the right pshat, I said, is as Lord Hashulchan says. And I pointed out that actually the same, you can raise the same question against the two or two. So whatever pshat you have to say in two, you have to say in Mechaber. When the Mechaber, as the Or HaShulchan says, the first yinapitz molav hamelech sholof yishtevenu b'mayim in order to satisfy the shite of the Rashi. And then he says yadechenu pamayim. So he doesn't mean that it's necessary yadechenu plus niputzo shtife. Yadechenu pamayim, that's the chiyu. And he also mentions in Apis Molav HaMelech Sholov Yishtevenu. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains it. But this is the kashya that the Taz asks. Yesh l'tmeyad v'shulchanoruch kosov gam kein. Niput
oi stippe. De ni putz ich stief war keiner doch bei spamen weil ze kos war mo wie ich mem schtrich la diach la diach gib mir paomi machma du ich sage ni putz ich stief bin kann doch bin keiner doch bin ma doch hal we ich hoz ra mo wie kos ab diese ave ka doch gib mir paomi wie kein ma ich kos ab ra mo ha kein o yosi ma mein dich akli hay oi in le peush. Because he already said at the very beginning, and then he says, "Yishifenu in apit amelach molok." Why again? This is what he mentioned at the very beginning. V'nirla lizdaiti the high oika ma'ise to yisefa. In other words, when it says alkein yishifenu oy in apit amelach molok, so it's to yisefa. And we have to begin this. How can you defend him? So in other words, so according to the Taz, what is a substitute for one adoche? Niputz plus shtife. But niputz by itself, shtife by itself is not a substitute. Now it goes without saying. So why if the shtife b'mayim is a thorough shtife, why shouldn't that be? Why shouldn't that be a substitute for one adoche? I mean, what does adoche mean? Rinse it in water. What does shtife mean? To pour water. So bishleimen niput by itself is not the equivalent of adoche. We understand because after all, I mean, when you shake off the salt, so it's not as good as rinsing it in water. But shtife by itself. So we have to say that it all depends if the shtife is a thorough shtife. Let's say you take the chtichas bosol and you put it under the faucet, under the running faucet, of course it's as good as it. But suppose it's not a thorough shtife. You just let a little bit of water run over it. It's not a thorough shtife. Then it's not the equivalent of adoche. But even if it's not a thorough shtife, only a superficial shtife, together with niputz, it's equal to one adoche. But if it's a thorough shtife, so certainly it is the equivalent of one adoche, even if it's not coupled to niputz. Now, so memele, we have to say that what it has, according to Taz, that when the Ramor, so in other words, so there is a distinction according to Taz between the yinapi yishtifenu ve yinapitz Hamelach Meolov, according to them, when Ramo mentions, and when the Mechaber says, Yinapitz Meolov Hamelach Sholov, O Yishtifenu B'mayim. Because the Ramo is making a correction, he's only correcting the text of the Ramo. The Taz. He's only correcting the text of the Ramo. The Taz is not trying to correct the text of the Mechaber. So the text of the Mechaber is to remain intact. Kedem sheet na boss of Hlishima Dihbei, Yenapis Molov, Hamelach Sholov, O Yishtifenu B'mayim. Vakeh Tach it na boss of Hlishima Dihbei. He doesn't make any correction, but in the Ramor he makes a correction. So we have to say in the Taz, that who mentions the Haloche that Shtife Niputz are the equivalent of one Adoche? That's the Ramor. But the Mechaber doesn't say it. But because in order to be the equivalent of one adoche, you must have both shtife and niputz, and the mechaber just mentions one or the other. So, what is the purpose of the mechaber's din? Yinapitz meolav hamelach sholov or yishtifenu b'mayim? That is only to satisfy the shittes Rashi. He's not concerned here with adoches, only to satisfy the shittes Rashi. So the mechaber says. Kidish eat nabos of Hlishima Dirbe, Yinapitz Molov Amelach Sholov, Olov, O Yishtifeno Bemai, Varakach eat Abos of Hlishima Dirbe. So, Mimela, only to satisfy the Lechatrila, we have to satisfy the Shitas Horajbo. But the Evet, he concludes in Sif Ches, in Loinipitz Amelach Sholov, Viloy Shot Vein Lasser, Kamain Shibachlim Vatan Kiach Amelach. The Evet, you know, it's just for the Shitas Horajbo. All right.
So, wenn ihr seid, da hei oi ka meise toi sefer, die Trilo mara mora, die Stwenu in Apitz am Lach. Die Seher hava ka doche gibu pomim. Dann ist die Stiefe, die Schete war, wer wie gaman ipu tschachatein, habe mir mit ka doche ka meise. Aki no mal reiche den Milze, die Zorch ha doche gibu pomim. Sie gehe bei der Seh, sie gehe in Trilo am Main bichli, wa aki na Boso, kein nirali la nies daiti liyashi. Kein nirali la nies daiti liyashi. All right. Now, then, he discusses something else. Bagoy, mute aladia haboso bimei peris. Mute aladia haboso bimei peris. Vinzorch mai. So there are more mentions parentheses. Horan peri kashechei viteis vishon. All right. So, umotosi kosu bidake meishe, shezeu midivra haran peri kashechei. Vichim kosu biteres chatos. ובאמס איננים צורי שום כלל. ומצוסי דין זה פרק השייכת בתספס, שכוס ושום על הוד איסה שום בדין בוסה של יוחשה, לקבל תומה מחמה של הודה במים, רגל מפרס. That has to do with the Gemara. דף למד וי זכון. למד גימל נכון. So the Mishnah דף למד גימל מדלת ונכון says as follows. השייכת בהימו חי ווי, השייכת בהימו חי ווי ולא יוצא מהם דם, כשרי, ונאכולים ביודיים מסורבס, לפי שלו יוך שרו בדם. So suppose someone shechts a beim chayvei, and dam did not come out. So it's kosher. So it's kosher. And v'necholim b'yodayim misovis. In other words, even though he did, the yodayim are heavy atomei, because shleimel b'zdinei lo gezer tumei and stam yodayim, so without nitilas yodayim, the yodayim are atomei, so, but here, so the Gemara explains it. Why shouldn't it be allowed to be nechol? After all, chul are nechol bitume. How do we eat chul? I mean, we are old meim and all the chul not meim because there is no easier to eat chul bitume. So what kind of a chiddush is it? Why? Because he didn't become huchshal kabbalas tume. Because dam did not come out. But suppose it would be muchshal kabbalas tume, one wouldn't be allowed to eat the bebosor of the behemah chayav off with yodayim meim. Why not? Why it would be mikabel tume? So what if it would be mikabel tume? So the Gemara applies the Mishneh to chum shenasu al taras hakedesh. Chum nasu al taras hakedesh. So memele, so in the Tanna of the Mishneh holds that chum shenasu al taras hakedesh has a din of kedesh. In other words, you're not allowed to eat it bitumo. Bitumo. So in this case, where dam did not come out, so it's not huchshar. It did not become huchshar for kabbalas tume. So memele, even though you won't natal the yadayim, 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 Tmeim, so it's still Nech. It's still Nech. All right. So, why didn't it become Mukhshal Kabbalas Tume? Because no dam like this, dam Shchite is Machshia. But if no dam came out, so it didn't become Mukhshal. So Teisves, as they was bothered by Akash, Teisves, that's why I'm going the whole of Yadayim is always literally Ayre. Liboya doche, in Amelik deiro, the Yehutchu bime peiris. So the Kasher with the thesis was bothered. How can we visualize a case where Bosor can be Nechal and the Bosor is not Mukhshal Kabbalas Tume? If any water came in contact with that Bosor, so then it's already Mukhshal Kabbalas Tume. So we have to apply the Mishnah to a case where no water came in contact with the bosor of the Beim HaChayav. If no water, how is it possible that no water, in order to cook it, in order to boil the meat, so you have to be madiach it, and then you have to salt it, and then you have to be madiach it again. So it's required to have hadoche kamayse and milich and hadoche masraise. So mainly it became mukhshal kabbalas tume. That was the kache, the thesis with which thesis was bothered. So thesis has two teretz. One teretz is that the Mishnah's reference to the case where the person eats the boso, not al bishul, but al tzli. And tzli doesn't require melich. Mimele, and so that's the chiddush. That tzli not only doesn't require melich. might become nivra. And true,
And true that fire has the tendency, nur ein Mischafjoi, fire has the capacity to draw out blood. That's the purpose of boiling. But so the Assam Rishenim would say that fire, when do we say nur ein Mischafjoi, that fire draws out the blood, only the interior blood fire draws out. Mashein kein, the exterior blood on the surface, so that fire does not remove. So even sli requires adoche. It doesn't require miliche, but adoche it requires in order to wash off the exterior drops of blood. But teis v'shita is no, because dami mishrak shorik. So mimele, you can boil a piece of meat not only without salting it, even without rinsing it. Without rinsing it, because mishrek shorik, because dam has the tendency of dripping down. So the exterior blood will in no way be nivla. And even if it will be nivla, so kibele karpeute, so we apply the principle of kibele karpeute even vis-a-vis the exterior blood. Because the Rishenim would say that tzli requires adoche l'chol apoches, they hold that we don't say kibele kachpelte vis-a-vis the exterior blood. Vis-a-vis the exterior blood, because that's a din of idam b'el. But teis v'shite is no, that litzli ayre, diliboy adoche, liadoche, inamei, second teretz is, ligdeiro, that the Mishnah might have reference even to a case where the bosor is nechal al the bishul. But how can the bosor be nechal al the bishul without adoche? So Teisvi says, Eichetimtze, v'yuhudchum meperes, where you made the adoche in orange juice, not in water. Now, meperes, only shiva mashkim amach shel kabolestum. Shiva mashkim, mayim, tal, cholov, yayin, shemen, dvash, is machshel kabolestume. Only the shiva mashkin, but meperes generally are not machshel kabolestume. So orange juice is not, if a pere or an echel comes in contact with meperes, with orange juice, so it does not become machshel kabolestume. So mainly the second teretz in thesis is that the Mishnah that says hasheichin behim achayrei v'liyotzam hem dam kshirim v'nechalim b'yodayim misovis v'shiur shemidam has reference even to a case where it's nechal the bishul. But how can it be nechal the bishul without adoche? No, he made adoche and he made meliche, but adoche was made not with water, but adoche was made with meperet, with oranges. So agavuche, we see from the statements that adoche can be made with meperet. It doesn't have to be made dafke with water. Dafke with water. Now, this is Teisves Teretz. Teisves Teretz. The Ran and the Reeve gives another Teretz. And he says, not Meperes. Vihutchu b'meksham. Now, Meksham is Mayim, so it should be Machshel Kabolas Tumeh. The answer is, because the Mishneh Machshirim says that Meksham is only Machshel Kabolas Tumeh if the Bailim was Achsheme. If they had that element of rotz, the subjective element of rotz. But suppose rainwater comes down on an eichel, and there was no rotzen on the part of the bailin. The bailin that this water should come down on the eichel. So mimele, it's not achsheve. If the element of rotzen on the part of bailin, it was lacking. And the part of bailin is lacking. Now, so from this run, we have to say, I think that Teisus in Bura Basra Daf Tzadik Zayin says that it requires the rotzen of the Bible. And from this run it's right. Because it's a shayle. The element, of course, there is an element of rotzen, but the element of rotzen must be supplied by the Bible in Dafke, or it can be supplied by any person. Now, if we say, so it's a raya from this ran, that the element of rotzen that is a prerequisite for machshore li kabolas tume must be supplied by the bailin dafke, not by any person. Because if we are going to assume that the element of rotzen can be supplied by any person, even not the Bailim, and even if the Bailim didn't know anything about it. So, if Hadocha was made, it was made by a human being. It wasn't made by an animal. So in other words, the Ram says that the Mishnah's reference to a case where there was Milicha Hadocha, everything. But Hadocha, instead of being made with water, so it was made with my parents. I mean, that's what Teisa says. And the Ram says, no, make shomim. Make shomim. So, but it probably was done, I mean, unless accidentally, I mean, the Mitzvah did everything. I mean, that's an unusual situation. That accidentally the Mitzvah did everything, I mean, the proper Hadoche that has to be made before. But maybe, all right, but anyway, so if we say that the Ram Shite is, that the element of rotzen has to be supplied by the Bailim Davke, then it's simple. If we say that the element of rotzen can be supplied by anybody, so then we have to apply the Ram to a case where accidentally the Kshomim just won a diachet. So it made Adoche Kamais and Adoche Basrais and everything. All right. So who is the one who gives the Teretz the Hutchum and Peris? Not the Ram. Tesis. The Ram gives the Teretz the Hutchum and Mekshomim. The reaction. Now, so he says like this. Bagoy, muta la adia chabosov me peres. Kosov me dake meishi. Shezeu, midibri haran, perik ha-sheichit. Vechim kosov mitres chatos, uvehem esin nimtzo lishom klau. Because the Ram give the teres of mikshomim, teizvez give the teres utro me peres. Umotsosi din ze perik ha-sheichit, vitei she kosov shom alo di ise. Vidim bosa shol yosh lo kabo tume, macho shol uda b'mayim, rak me peres. So teizvez says that, not the Ram. Kosavti ze is lifim asher uisi, bichuvish lo ramos simim kufam et beis. Die dat die ding je daar wel eens oi chalto dat het chuis ramo al machi cosa fran ve veisi bitter schat chuli di yo khila hala di ha bosa me pere si doesn't mention a word about it it states this yo khila di ha bosa me pere vi di gdakto ho ado kho de shein loi vi di gdakto ho ado kho de shein loi vi chalto time vi chal so vi ef chalei ma di sho mash ki mitar chalei ve merakhim ומרקחים הבוסו, מוי מי, וחוזה כוסף מריק. So in other words, the shale was midagdik from the Russian of the Ram, that only a dadoche basreise can be done by mepeireis. As a matter of fact, in what connection does the Ramo mention it here? Also in connection adoche basreise. Not in connection with adoche kamaise, but only in connection adoche basreise, the adoche after the meluach, the meluach. So he was midagdik. The Sheol was midagdik. We show all the time. So the Sheol asked, why does it appear from the Lashon of the Ram? Why does it appear from the Lashon of the Ram that Meperis is only good for Adoche Basraise, but not for Adoche Kamais? What difference does it make? We show all the time. Ve'ef Shaleima. So the Ramo says, Vishom Mashkim Mitar Shalei. Because Adam Mashkim hardened the boss. מרקחים הבוסו, כמו אימי, וחוזה כוסף מעריק, וינרחיץ הסישי, קידם תפילת, שציבו לו הרייפים שלו תוכף אלו ביין, כי צור ידיגדו, כי מותרס לוחב ביין. הוא ידע את מלכס נידה. So, אם תרס לוחב, שהיין מסבך הנעסריס, והוא עדין לי מיתר שנעם, ואין כל התויבים, שובים, עד כאן לשם. So, the Chuvas Ramo says that he agrees with the Sheol's deal. That from the Ram it's mashma, that meperis are only effective for adoche basreise, and not for adoche kamaise. And the reason is because adoche kamaise is necessary in order to soften the boso, and meperis, instead of softening the boso, it can harden the boso. Because just the Marik says that she cannot be chifefes b'yai. Atkan sheni, hine bimchilas kveidei, shog. That's what the Taz says. And the Chuvas Ramo. Shog et chilo bimkimot moitzad. So the first mistake that Ramo made is as to the origin of the din. Because Ramo says that the source for that din, that Meperis is all right for Adoche, is the Ram. It's not the Ram, it's Tazes. Uvisho shekos vat chuvay shogoy, lichalei bin Adoche shekeidim amviche lacheo. And that's very strange.
called from a chapel. Someone was married to a goy, so they want to know, and he has children who are goy, so they want to know whether they should rent kriya. So the wife does not have to rent kriya, because number one, she's a goy, number two, she's not a wife, and the children don't have to rent kriya, because number one, they are not his children, and number two, they are goyim, for two reasons, but the brother and the parents have to rent kriya, and they have to observe shiur. But for that, I wouldn't have interrupted the shiur. But he was told to Rabbi Giffen, it's an emergency, so Rabbi Giffen thought it was a shiur in pikach nefesh. All right, thank you. This is the kind of shiur you get here. All right. So he says, הנה במחילס קווידי, שוגו תחילו מקימי צעדין, ובשור שקוס ועשיר ושוגו אוהד לחלק, בין הדוחה שקדם המליחה לאחר. ובאמס מבוי המדיב והתסה שזכרתי, שאין יחילו כלל, ואחד יחוכל לשניהם. ובשניהם סגמי מפרס. So in other words, so the דיוק is from תסווס. The Ram doesn't even mention that. תסווס mentions that. But מונפשך, from תסווס, so just as there is a source in that תסווס, as תסווס is a source for the הלוכה, that מפרס could be used for adoche basreise, so mepeireis, so it's also a source for the proposition that mepeireis can be used for adoche kamaise. What difference does it make? בתייסווס, אם נראו היו לכתי, באמס קנדין זה אפילו הדוחה כמייסה, וכן איקר. Because the kasha against the Mishnah was, how can we visualize that the bosa should be nechal without הדוחה? All right. וכן איקר, ומה שכוסה ראי מרחיץ הסעישו ביין אין כלום? כי כבר, first of all, כי גלם שום אין ידול בו, כי מבוי הבס יוסף סינים קופסה לקפס בשם עריק, ויש מי שבוא לתארץ, די תייס הסביר עלי דלו יצורך להדוח הרשני. די סביר עלי די טעם הדוח הרשני משום דם שעל פני הבוסו. וכאן אין דם שעל יוחשה. It's not so... So in other words, so someone said that the reason is why the Ramo in the Tshuva assumed that there is a raya from the Teisves. All right, he mentions the Ran, all right. But the raya is from Teisves. That there is a raya from the Teisves. That Hadoche Basraise is effective. That meperes are effective for adoche basreise, but there is no raya from the stasis that meperes are effective for adoche kamaise. Why? Because that tesis might hold that the whole purpose of the adoche kamaise is to wash off the exterior blood. So when is exterior blood matzu if bishashrite, usually when you shech the behemah. So a lot of blood comes out. But here the Mishnah discusses a case where no blood came out from the Pesach Shrit. It's an unusual situation. So Memele, since no blood came out from the Pesach Shrit, so it's possible that there is no exterior blood. There is no exterior. Shtavsh ha'abosa v'chanein dam sh'arel uchsha v'hevel yifatze piyu. D'vadai inshim dam achshir ledam shrit, avol dam shal achar shrit. שהוא קורו דם התמציס, ודאי למחשב, וקורצ'ק מדם יבורים, שבוודאי יש שני בכל בהם, וכשחיתי או בבוסו, איז יצי דם יבורים. In other words, what did he assume? The one who mentioned that pshat in the Tshuvas Aran, and the Tshuvas Ramo. So he assumed that obviously the Mishnah must have referenced to a case not only where no dam from the Bisa Shchita came out, no dam came out. There is no dam on the outside. No exterior dam. Because if there had been dam, so then it would be mukshel likabol estume on account of the dam. So the Taz says, no. All that the Mishnah mentions is that we are dealing with a case where there is no dam bisashrite. So no dam came out from the bisashrite. But exterior blood, there might have been. So then you ask if there is exterior blood, so then it's mukshel kabol estume because of the exterior blood. The answer is no. The only dam ashchite is machshia. But other dam, exterior dam, is not machshia. But in Echaname, there was exterior blood. Because of dam evorim, shvad yesh v'chobeim, och shechita v'bosa yitzi dam evorim, v'tzorech hadoch etchile. So true that the Mishnah is referenced to an unusual situation where no dam
where no dam came out to the Shrite. But that does not mean that the Mishnah is reference to a case where there is no exterior dam. So Memele, even if the purpose of the Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the dam, the purpose is still Adoche is necessary. And since Teisa says that it has reference to a case where the Adoche was made with Meperes, so that means that even Adoche Kamaise can be made with Meperes. וכשחיד לבוס אצל עבור מצורך הדוח התחילה. ואין משמר הסבייס לרשבו דווחוף, תמצא מבויר בזה, דכל שצורך מליחה, צורך הדוח התחילה, ואין חילוק בין זה שלא יוצא דם משעשחית, או היא במוקם אחר. מאחר. So ממילא, he is massive can the תשובה סרמו. Now, but there is a way of explaining the תשובה סרמו. There is a way. We saw that the שיטה of Rabin Meir ברבורך is that imolach really, because here the Mechaba mentions today is imolach veloidiach tchilo, so yad dechenu vim lechenu sheinis v'yesheis. So even those who are mekel, there's a second lashon in the Rosh, I mean the Sefer HaTrumo, so the takone is only by making another meliche, hadoche another meliche. But without another meliche, then it's certainly not good. Then it's certainly not good. But the shita of Rabbi Meir ben Rabolchis, we mentioned it, that it's muta de eved, even without another melech. Now, how can the shita of Rabbi Meir ben Rabolch be explained? So we have to say in respect to Rabbi Meir ben Rabolch, what the primigodim and the chavizda say in respect to the shita soro. We explain the shita soro differently. But the Primigodim says that according to the law, that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to prevent any dry blood on the surface of the Chatiche from becoming absorbed after the Chatiche's Boso stopped being Pelet. So the Primigodim and Chavizdas raised the question, but for at least 12 hours, so Echtichas Bosor is engaged in the process of being Pele Dam, and according to some poskim for 24 hours, but Ochol HaPoches, 12 hours. So why should Echtiche be Oseah if Adoche did not precede the Meliche? After all, as long as he knows that the Echtichas Bosor was not allowed to stay in a state of salt for more than 12 hours, so then there is no Choshe. So the Primigodim himself says, the Primigodim himself says that Enochaname, according to the law, so the whole din of Adoche Kamaise is only an Eitzetayim. But that's very difficult to say that it's only an Eitzetayim. Because the Gemara says that it has to be Madiach. The Gemara only says if the butcher made Adoche, so then you don't have to be Madiach before Meliche. But if the butcher did not make any adoche, you have to make adoche. So how can we say it's an etzeteve? So we have to say, even though the Primigodim uses the loshen etzeteve, but we have to say that he means elchatchile only. That's what he means. It's elchatchile. It's not in the event. In other words, because sometimes a person might allow the chtichas bosor to stay in a state of salt for more than 12 hours, then the exterior blood on the chatiche will have dried up and it will be absorbed by the chatiche's bosor and it will not come out again because it's not told in being pelitzir anymore after the 12 hours. So because of that, the chachomim or misakin lechatchile. This is what the Primigodim means. It doesn't mean just an etzeteve. He means lechatchile. Lechatchile. But the eved, it's not osa. The eved is not osa. This is what the Primigodim and the Chavizda say as pshat in the Ro. But we said no, that the Ro certainly the Taz and the Gro, so do not agree with the Primigodim's pshat in the Ro. So we said that the Ro agrees with the Shite that Teisves mentions, Dav Kufid Veis and Teisves, which actually seems to be the Shite of Rashi. Shite of Rashi, that only when it is torud le miflat le hafli dam, so then it cannot be bileya. But if it is not told in the process of being pelidam, even though damentia, even though it's still engaged in the process of being pelitzia, let's say after the shiur meal, but before the 12 hours expired. So the chtichas basal is engaged in the process of being pelidjosia, but nadam. So then we don't say either the torid lemiflatzia. Only when it's historically mifla dam veitzia, that means within the shiur meal, within the 80 minutes, the 24 minutes. So then it cannot be bleya. So Mele the Roy agrees with that chita in teisves dafku fiyudveis in chum that we only say either historically mifla dam veitzia. So is loybola. But after the expiration of the shiur meal, when it's only pelitzia, so then it can be bleya. So Mimele, he says, the reason as to why you have to be Madiachet, because every Chtichas Boso stays in a state of salt for at least 24 minutes. For at least 24 minutes, Lechatchila, it has to stay in a state of salt for an hour. And after the expiration of 24 minutes, so it's not told Lehafli Dam Veitzia. So Mimele, it can be Bileya. So Mimele, there is a possibility that the dry exterior blood was absorbed by the chatiche, and since it's after the expiration of the shiur meal, so it cannot be niflat again. So it's also the Eved. That's the pshat we said in the Ro. But what the Primigot Mechaviz Da say in the Ro, we have to say in Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch. Because Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch says that he molach v'lidiach tchilo, so it's muter. Without recourse to another meliche, to hadoche and another meliche. Of course, you have to make hadoche you have to make now. As hadoche peter, as hadoche basraise. Hadoche basraise. But as far as hadoche kamaise is concerned, so the shite of the roi is that the whole hadoche kamaise, not the roi, the roi not, I mean, but the shite of Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch is that hadoche kamaise is only a requirement lechatchile. Primigodim calls it an esetele. But it's not an etzateve mamish. It's only a requirement lechatchile. And what's the pshat of Rabbi Meir Baruch? So we said that Rabbi Meir Baruch does not agree with the Ro. Whereas the Ro agrees with the shita in Teisves Daf Kuf Yud Beis, that only as long as the chticha is engaged in the process of being pilit, damentia. So then it cannot absorb. But after the expiration of a shiur meal, it can absorb. But the shita of Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch is that for the duration of 12 hours and perhaps 24 hours, as long as echtiche is pelit, it's here, so then it cannot absorb any dam. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch. But lechatchile, the Gemara requires hadoche kamaise because of the possibility that sometimes maybe a certain chatiche will be allowed to stay in a state of salt for more than 12 hours. So because of that, the Chachomim were not mechalik, and they were mechayev hadoche lechatchile in all cases, even though he doesn't let it stay for more than a shiur meal. But it's only lechatchile, but they have it not. So mimele, we only have a raya from Teisves that mipere is effective for Adoche Basraise, but we have no raya from Teisves that my parents is effective for Adoche Kamaise. But if so Adoche Kamaise must be made after mine. So then you ask, how can we visualize such a case of Necholim B'yodayim Yisrove Yisrael V'shel Huchshor B'dam? But Hadoche Kamaise has to be made, but that's not Me'akiv, it's only Lechatchile, so he neglected that Lechatchile. He was Meleach without Hadoche. And according to Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch, so David, Hadoche Kamaise is not Me'akiv at all. So but Hadoche Basraise is Me'akiv. So Teisve says, Hadoche Basraise was made with Neperis, but we have no raya from Teisve that even Hadoche Kamaise can be made with Neperis. This is the pshat in the Chuvas, Chuvas Rambam. I mean, otherwise, so it will seem that if the Ramo didn't concentrate on the Teisves. All right. Now. But, of course, it goes without saying that the Taz is right in his proposition that the justice meperes is effective for Adoche Basraise, so meperes is effective also for Adoche Tamais. All right, now the Shach. Sif Chav Zayin, the Shach. Yinape it's Miol of Amalek. Shim Yanichu, Imilchei, Bichli Shein Minmukev, Imamayim, Nimtzo Hamayim, Shevrim Keach, Tleites Aboso. Vinimtza Adam Shal Pi Aboso, Vishim Amalek, Chizam Nigo Vesech. So we see that the Shach really explains that the Mechaber, when he says, Yinape it's Miol of Amalek Shalom, or Yishtefen of Amayim, so it's not because the Mechaber paskens like the Shite of the Agoyes Oshre that three Adoches are required. No, he's not Cheshish, but in order to satisfy the Shite of the Agoyes Oshre, I'm sorry, in order to satisfy the Shite of the Rashi, the Yeshem, Hagoyezu Tzricha Bir. So he also has the same Kash. Hagoyezu Tzricha Bir. The Amchaber Nami Komad L'chatchil Yinapcenu Yishivtenu Yilachenu Shnei Pomu. V'nireh. משום דיבוי הרות על הוכה מצריך המחבר שטיפו עם ניפוץ משום דם ומלח שלו יניב בה בבוסו כשמניחה בכלי ואם כן כשמדיחה ביד כשטיפס הבוסו באוויר אין צורך ניפוץ או שטיפ because the whole purpose so the Shach points it out the whole purpose of שטיפה and ניפוץ that the מחבר mentions is in order to satisfy the שיטס הרעש in order that it shouldn't become מוסר that the חס בוסו shouldn't become מוסר לפי שיטס הרעש In other words, if he intends to make the adoche in my motim, of course, if he intends to make the adoche in abundance of water, so then even the Rashi will be made that the chtichas bos will not become osa. So mimele, there is an eitze that he shouldn't have to be minapis the bos or to be shaitiv. Or if he makes the two adoches. Not in Mayim Bisichakli, but Be'avir. Let's say with the water from the running faucet. Or if you don't have a running faucet, let's say somebody else picks up a kettle with water and he just pours and you hold the Chtichas Boso in your hands, Be'avir, and another person pours water from a kettle on it. So then it's not necessary to resort to Niputz or to Shtife B'Mayim before you make that door. So, loch masam khab shtiv un dipim shun dam mela shoy ni bosa kin khab kli, vin kish vadi khab yat shtiv sa bosa ba ba in tsokh ni pri shtiv, vi dai ba doch be spomin, dis vil la doch le bosa le bin le be spomin. Al ze kosav, vi ye shemrim she tsrikh im doch le bosa gimu pomin. Vin kein a fil be yat so ich a doch gimu pomin. Al kol khokh a fil be yat, ni shtifenu le a mela khoy na ptenu, vi yad khenu le bosa be spomin. Dize have a kadoche gimupon. So the al ze kosav the ramo. So the kosav rabbi yeshemrim. So now actually, the first teretz of the shach is more or less the same pshat as the Or HaShulchan gives in the ramo. More or less. Because what does the Or HaShulchan say? That there is a big nafkemine between the mechaber and ramo. When the ramo is cheshish for the shita d'agoyes osh. But the Mechaber is not cheshish for the Shit of Agoyes Oshre, and the Mechaber requires only two adochel, yadachenu pamayim. But when he says before yinapi to yishtifenu, that's to prevent the Bechtichas Boso from becoming Oser if Yishit is a Rajbo. But in a case where it wouldn't become Oser even if Yishit is a Rajbo, let's say, when the adochel is made in an abundance of water, so then the Mechaber doesn't require him to be minapis or to be mishati v'mayim. So this is what the Shach says. So, in final analysis, the first pshat in the Mechaber and Ramo more or less coincides with the pshat of the Or HaShulchan. Akor at Mubiyadi Shifenu Hamelach in Apzeni Yechon Tosav Bishpon Zer Kavu Lochek Imu Pah. V'yeisa Nireh. I mean, and this seems to be a very good pshat in the Mechaber and Ramo. V'yeisa Nireh. The Shach mentions another pshat. D'lo Yehivi Arav V'yeisa Nireh. אלא היר איזה יש שמם שידיע גימו פעמים ויחשכי נערי וסבירלי, די יש שם מייל לפליג עם חבל, וזה אומר על כי יש לפנו. תלימה למאמור המכון מהאוכל לכי. So even though the Shach says, as to the second Pshat, yes, I'm here, but it's much more reasonable to say as the first Pshat of the Shach. And the first Pshat of the Shach is really in line with the HaShulchan Pshat. But according to the second Pshat of the Shach, so Enoch Nami, there is no machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramo. That the Mechaber really says the same thing as the Ramo. In other words, the Mechaber also paskens like the Agoy Soshu. And so, in other words, so then according to the second Pshat in the Shach, we have to say that when Mechaber says, Yinapis Molov HaMelech Sholov Yishpenem Mayim, so it's not just to satisfy the Shita of the Rashba. No, even if he intends to make the Adoche in abundance of water, where the Rashba would be made, the Echtichas Bosa will not become Oseh, so it's still necessary, before he makes the two Adoches, to be Minapis or make Shita of the Rashba. That's very strange. Alright. Umashi Kosa. O Yossi Mahamayi. Teichakli. So the Gamkin Biyo. The Heichadomi. The Ibeloi Niputu Shtife Tchilo. Hoso Lecha Tchile. When he says, O Yossi Mahamayi Teichakli. So it requires an explanation. Mone Pshach. If the Ramo has reference to the case where he did not make Niputu Shtife Tchile. So it's also Lecha Tchile. Because of the Rajbashit. And if the Ramo, when he says, O Yemurosim Amayim, Teichakli, Gimupomi, so he has reference to a case where first he made his Shtife and the Niputz, so even in such a case, where he already shook off all this Melech, or he was Mishati Bimayim, the Melech, so he still has to make three additional Adores. He just finished saying that Niputz or Shtife by itself is the equivalent of one Adoche. So why does he say that he has to make three Adoches over and above the Niputz or Shtife? The Adoche Rishenu Shebikli Lav Adoche Ma'al Yisechshiv. Now that's very strange. Everybody raises the question. What's the pshat? He says V'yesh Litchei Kol Yashiv. So when Ramo says that he should make three Adoches in the Kele, so he really has reference to the case where he made the Niputz. But if he made the Niputz, so then the Ramo said that Niputz itself constituted one Adoche. So he should be expected to make two more Adoches, not three more Adoches. So he says, no, the reason as to why he has to make three Adoches is because he cannot make two Adoches, even though he made the Niputz, because if he'll make two Adoches, so the first Adoche will not be a real Adoche. Why not? What's wrong with it? He already made. So in other words, so then how can we visualize the din that Ramo just mentioned? Alkein yishdifenu, or yinapitz hamelech miolav yilchenu beis pomim, v'zav adoche gimu pomim. So how can we visualize daddy? So he says, the Ramo himself just finished saying, that if he shakes off the melech, and then he makes two adoches, so it's three adoches, but how do we have three adoches? After all, he shakes off the melech, and then he makes two adoches, inside the kele. So the first adoche of the two adoches inside the kele is not a real adoche. So you only have one adoche and the niputz. So true that the niputz is considered like adoche, but besides that adoche, so we have another adoche, because the second adoche inside, because the first adoche inside is not considered adoche. So he says so himself, and then what's the pshat? So the primigodim naturally was bothered by it, and the primigodim explained it. I mean, there is no other way of explaining the shach. So the Primigodim explained it that when he says that when the Ramo, that the Shach means that when the Ramo says O Yosim Amayim Teichakli V'akach Yeniach Bei Aboso V'yadchenu Gimu Pomim, so he has reference to the case when he says Yadchenu Gimu Pomim, where he shakes off the salt as he puts the Bos Dechtichas Boso in the water. So in other words, when does the Ramo say Al ken ich die Fenno, je nappi zahmelech mi olof. Wie der Chenna Beisbaum ihm, so he means, je nappi zahmelech mi olof, he shakes off all the salt, before he immerses, dech tich has bosor in the maim she besichati. So then, he has to immerse it. So in other words, if outside of the kele, he shakes off the salt, and then he starts immersing the chachas bosor inside the water, inside the kele. So he only has to make two immersions, because the niputz is one adoche, and then the two immersions are the two other adoches. But when the Ramo says, O Yosim amayim tichak vila kedachim nirim abosar, yechenegim upomim, he means he puts the chachas bosor with all the salt, inside the water in the kele, and as he makes the first immersion, with the other hand, he shakes off all the salt. So since the niputz and the first adoche took place at the same time, so then the first adoche cannot be considered as a real adoche. So he has to have three adoches. This is how the Primigodim explains the first teretz in the Shach. So it means that when Ramo says, if the niputz takes place while he makes the first immersion, but in Echnami, if the niputz takes place before he makes the first immersion, so he only has to make two immersions. Iname, another teretz. Below each tifa v'niputz, smile.